With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. A former Montana Department of Corrections employee alleges she lost her job after refusing sexual advances by the agency director. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The lawsuit filed in Lewis and Clark District Court late last week by Adrian Cotton alleges she was approached by Reginald Michael in what she understood as a quid pro quo of sexual favors for career advancement. The court filing alleges that on a drive to Billings in the fall of 2017 with just Michael and Cotton in the car, Michael told Cotton that he had, quote, a history of subordinates requesting to engage in sexual activity with him, unquote. The lawsuit says immediately after, Michael asked Cotton about her career goals and if she had an interest in the deputy director position at the department, which would soon become available. Cotton's job as the agency's government relations officer was cut during department restructuring last year. The Montana Television Network reported last December that former DOC employees called the restructuring within the agency retaliation against people who questioned Director Michael. That MTN report included accusations of sexual harassment. Marissa Perry, a spokesperson for Governor Steve Bullock, said in an emailed statement, the governor's office takes allegations of sexual harassment very seriously, saying when the allegations first came to light, an investigation was launched. The state investigation found Cotton's complaint to be unsubstantiated. Cotton has filed a complaint with the Human Rights Bureau and is appealing its findings. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio News.
Montana's congressional delegation is now reacting in the wake of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's announcement this afternoon that the House will move forward with an official impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump. This morning, Republican Senator Steve Daines tweeted, quote, impeachment obsession, unquote, over a gif of a character from the popular TV show The Office rolling his eyes. A spokesperson for Daines wrote, quote, the Democrats sound like a broken record with 2+ years of impeachment threats, adding now isn't the time to speculate about Trump's alleged conversations with the Ukrainian president, and Daines looks forward to hearing the facts. Speaking at a House Judiciary Committee meeting last week, Republican Congressman Greg Gianforte chastised Democrats for investigating the president instead of addressing what he called the, quote, crisis on our border and episodes of mass violence.
But instead, this committee has been taken over with impeachment fever. And Madam Chair, if you have to investigate something, if your fever just won't break, maybe you could bring Inspector General Horowitz from the Justice Department to discuss the actions of the FBI, CIA, and special counsel. Maybe you could do more than take a shallow look at the deep state.
The office of Montana's Democratic Senator John Tester wrote in a statement that Tester is disturbed by the reports the president pressured the leader of a foreign country to investigate his political opponent. But Tester's office stopped short of calling for impeachment, saying the senator believes more information is needed from the inspector general's report before talk about, quote, next steps. Governor Steve Bullock, who's running for the Democratic presidential nomination in 2020, said in a campaign statement that Congress has the responsibility to get answers. And, quote, if the president abused his office and jeopardized American national security for his own personal gain, then the House needs to impeach him, unquote. Trump earlier today called the allegations against him ridiculous and a witch hunt. He contended he did nothing wrong and is promising to release a transcript of the call that triggered Pelosi's announcement tomorrow. A conservation group trying to create the largest nature reserve in the lower 48 states is scaling back its request to expand bison grazing on public lands. The Associated Press obtained information about the decision by the American Prairie Reserve ahead of a public announcement. It follows opposition from ranchers who worry about being pushed out of the area. The Bozeman-based group is reducing the scope of its request from more than 450 square miles to about 94 square miles. The Reserve Vice President, Pete Geddes, says the group doesn't want neighboring landowners to feel, quote, bulldozed. The long-term goal remains unchanged, a 5,000-square-mile expanse of public and private land with at least 10,000 bison. U.S. Bureau of Land Management spokesperson, Al Nash, says the changes are under review. The Montana State Tribal Relations Committee is asking the Bureau of Indian Affairs and the Federal Bureau of Investigation to join the Montana Missing Indigenous Persons Task Force. The task force was created during the last legislative session. A member of each of Montana's 7 tribal nations and the Little Shell Tribe of Chippewa Indians serves on the task force. Its goal is to identify jurisdictional barriers and strategies for better cooperation among state, federal, and tribal entities. The state cannot compel federal agencies like the BIA and the FBI to participate on the task force, according to a press release from the State Tribal Relations Committee. The committee sent a letter last week to the federal agencies asking them to formally participate. The National Weather Service has a winter storm watch in effect from Friday night through Sunday afternoon for northwest and north-central Montana, including the towns of Browning, Cutbank, and Shelby. There is a chance of blizzard conditions with this storm, a possible total snow accumulation of 18 to 36 inches, and near-record cold temperatures. Peyton Butler, Montana Public Radio.